Blog Talk Radio.
Changing Direction with Michelle Rosenthal is sponsored by Timberline Knolls Residential Treatment Center. Want to change who you are and how you live? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Changing Direction with me, Michelle Rosenthal, where every show is all about how you can create the change you choose. On every episode, we combine scientific research, cutting-edge guests, and personal stories that highlight the challenges and successes of deliberately deciding to change the direction of your life. Now, let's start making your change possible. Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Changing Direction, your source for how to heal trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder. I am your host, Michelle Rosenthal, post-trauma coach and the founder of HealMyPTSD.com, the place where survivors, caregivers, and even healing professionals go for information, cutting-edge research, and ideas for how to feel better and reclaim your life after trauma. And, of course, you know my background. If this is the first time you're with us, welcome. If it's not, then you already know my story. Either way, the bottom line, I am a trauma survivor who struggled with PTSD for more than 25 years. And then I went on what I affectionately call my healing rampage. And when I came out the other side, 100% free of symptoms, and I looked back and I thought, oh my gosh, if I had just known all of that earlier, I might have healed 2 decades ago. And so my goal now is to give you each week another idea, another option, another piece in the puzzle of your recovery. And today's show goes right in with that. So in a moment, I'm going to introduce you to such an interesting guest. I promise you, this is going to be one way of healing PTSD you have not yet considered. And yet, it could be the key for you. So before we get to that, number one, just want to remind you the Heal My PTSD forum is open and it is free. You can find it 24/7, and you can find me, because I'm in there too, at healthunlocked.com/HealMyPTSD. We have hundreds of members, everybody talking, giving support, connecting. We get each other. So if you're feeling in a moment like, I just don't have anyone who understands me, or I have a question, I don't know where to find the answer, come join us there. healthunlocked.com/HealMyPTSD. All right. And now let me introduce you to today's guest. And I don't usually do this, but her bio is so cool and so good that rather than summarize it in just a couple of sentences, I'm going to read you what my guest today, Tracy Montoya, sent to me about her early years. And the reason I want to share this with you is because I want you to understand right off the bat how much she understands trauma from the inside out. She wrote to me, as a victim of severe bullying during childhood and teens, imprisonment by my husband, surviving a stalker, and outsmarting a hired gun, I also endured decades of emotional, physical, psychological, and sexual abuse. As a result of these powerful life lessons, I know what it is like to be depressed, having survived my 7th and final suicide attempt at the age of 17. All right, now I'm going to let her tell you the rest of who she is. But just with that tiny little introduction, you already know this woman has things to say. This woman understands exactly the moments you're going through. Because all of us with trauma and PTSD, we're very individual in our trauma and our healing process, but in the middle, very, very similar in the symptoms. So it's my pleasure to introduce you to Tracy Montoya. Welcome. to Changing Direction Radio. How are you?
I'm great, Michelle. Thank you so much for the invite.
So, Tracy, I wanted to open with exactly your words in what you had sent me, because I think they're so powerful. And you went on to explain that you are an only child and a bunch of other things that were difficult and painful and traumatic experiences. As we set the stage for what we're talking about today, which is your very original program and process for healing PTSD called Handwriting Formation Therapy. And we should start out by saying it's an evidence-based program. People love to know that. As we start to lay the foundation for our conversation, what else would you add to your background that you think it would be useful for us to have on the table from the beginning?
Well, you know, at age 13, I knew that I wanted to study forensic psychology, and so I've never lost track of that goal, and that's what my master's is in. But in on top of that, I also worked traditionally in the mental health system with trauma patients, including crisis therapy, hospital advocacy when, you know, they arrive at the hospital from an incident. Just from the get-go, I've been the first person of contact. I've sat with them through the examinations. I've been there. And so for 27 years, you know, in addition to the handwriting therapy, I've also been on the other side of the playing field as far as working for psychologists and psychiatrists and as case management. And so I've seen a really thorough all-around, system of how it all works, you know, from the victim side to the criminology side, which is what my specialty is in for my degrees, and then also working with the advocacy part and the hospital side and, you know, just pretty much every aspect of trauma I've been involved in some way, shape, or form. And I think that's really important because you can learn so much from a book, but life is way better teacher. Unfortunately
You're
and
so
fortunately,
right.
You know.
You're so right, and you really have had the experience, as you've just so eloquently summarized, both sides, as the survivor and as the professional. So before we segue into really what is handwriting formation therapy all about, tell me if you would, if you don't mind sharing a little bit, about how you healed your own trauma wounds. And I think that will naturally sort of bring us to the next subject. So how did you overcome that depression, that suicidal tendency, and everything else that was haunting you due to what you had experienced?
Well, I think early on what happened was, you know, I was a child and I started learning the handwriting analysis at 11 years old. And so as an only child, it gave me, something to focus on other than my own victimization. And I was young, so I didn't understand that I was a victim. I just understood that I was unhappy, miserable, and didn't want to live. And so once I found something that I was just innately good at, you know, per my, you know, the teacher of my handwriting, I just kind of grabbed onto that and really focused on that, and really became obsessed with it because it was the one thing that helped me escape my life. So then I started taking that aspect, the handwriting, the little bit that I did know as a child, and I started looking at the handwriting of people who were abusing me and who were, in my words, making me feel bad. And so I started noticing some correlations and some things about them that I was feeling. And so I started doing that, focusing on that, and then I had one person who told me, you know, I understand you want to get even with these people, because he's talking to me at my level as a child, and he says, I know you want to get even with these people, but remember that the best way to get even with them is to become a success. Don't let them get you down. Don't give them your power. Don't give it all away, because that's what they want. And so it was, you know, as a young girl, that made sense to me. And I thought, you know what, that's a challenge. I like that challenge. And I'm going to take that challenge. And that statement literally was my pivoting turning point of my mindset. And I just focused on that, and that was the one thing that helped me kind of branch out But after that, when I got married and was in that abusive situation, I was literally trapped in my home. My husband at that time would padlock all the doors and windows from the outside and take the only phone that we had when he was at work. So I had nothing but time on my hands. And so I was always a creative child. I was always painting, or I was writing lyrics, or I was playing piano, or I was doing something that was creative. And writing poetry and lyrics and things were an escape for me. It was a form of journaling, but I just put it to my piano music is what I did. And then as I started writing, I noticed that certain letter shapes made me feel better and certain letter shapes made me feel worse. And there was different behaviors that I was able to actually focus on and notice by my handwriting changes. And I realized that I'm actually making myself feel either crappier or more empowered. And so once I fine-tuned the alphabet to where I felt more empowered and my writing style as far as spacing and slant and all of that, I then was like, oh my gosh, I can make my escape plan. And that was actually how the program was created. And this was nearly 30 years ago. And so that's how it was created. And that's when I literally left and never looked back.
Wow. What a story. Tracy Montoya is my guest today. If you want to find out more about her, we have a lot more to talk about, Tracy, but I'd just like to give people an idea of what's the best way to connect with you.
Well, I think the best way is to just go to asktracy.com or writtenescape.com. Written Escape shows is really more about the program itself, and then Ask Tracy is really about me directly.
And that's Ask Tracy, T-R-E-Y-C-E is how you spell her name. Tracy, let's dive into the whole handwriting analysis a little bit more. I studied, when I was in high school, we studied forensics. So I know the concept of forensics. But when we talk about applying forensics to handwriting, what exactly does that mean?
So the forensics, what forensics means is it's kind of like an umbrella. So we have forensic photography, we have forensic nursing, we have forensic mental health, we have forensic handwriting, so to speak. And so basically what it means is the forensic part of that, of handwriting analysis, is really where you're focused on the criminal mindset. You're focused on the details and the nuts and bolts of what makes people tick. For example, you can find addictions, you can find trauma, you can find PTSD very clearly in handwriting. You can find these little bits and pieces that are kind of forensic to the person's brain, whereas as a comparison, if you just go to the fair or a carnival or even have a machine or just a general analyst analyze the handwriting, they might say something like, oh, you have fear of failure or you have trust issues. But for somebody from the forensic handwriting side, we would say something like, you have trust issues because of resentment or a situation that happened 3 years ago. So it's much more detailed and fine-tuned into where the person is at and what has occurred. And you can actually timeline this more often than not.
So when you're looking at someone's handwriting, you work with clients with this handwriting formation therapy, and I want to give you an opportunity to really explain how that works and what it is in a minute. But when you're working with someone, tell us, because I know if I were listening to us, I'd be writing out something right now and saying, what does my handwriting say about me? So
right.
How do you approach looking at someone's handwriting, and what are the cues and clues that you look for that show, for example, PTSD?
Okay, well, one of the things is there's a trust issue that usually comes up. So one of the things when I do have, let's say I have a new client that comes in and I don't know anything about them, one of the things that I do is I look at their handwriting before I ever speak with them, because I know that what they say is usually not as informative as what their handwriting is saying because it's so subconscious. And so there's a lot of trust issues that come into play, which would show as wide word spacing. So the words are very spread out. That's a trust issue. And then PTSD shows by things that we call weapons in their handwriting, which would be something like a D loop that looks very sharp on the top, and it looks like a knife blade shape. It could happen on an H loop or an L with the same thing. And then we also have some anxiety that comes in. The anxiety is shown by really shaky strokes. You might see some really smooth strokes, and all of a sudden you see some wiggles, almost like an arthritic stroke would be, or an elderly stroke would be. And then you also see letters that start breaking apart that almost looks like stencils. Those are a couple of the indicators of PTSD. So when we have those together, we automatically know that we're looking at somebody who has some trauma issues that buried deep within are where the root causes are, and therefore where we need to go with the handwriting changes.
Great. So now, give me an overview of handwriting formation therapy and how it works, because
okay.
It does work. So give me an overview. If I was coming in to work with you when I had PTSD, when I was bouncing around saying, I don't know how to heal, if I had come to you and said, oh my gosh, Tracy, fix me, what would I have experienced working with you in this program?
That is a great question, Michelle. Thank you. This is great. So what happens is, you know, keep in mind this was developed in 1987, so we did not have readily access to the internet, fax machines, scanning and email, picture phones and things like that. So this is actually a program that was created for and is still going for people to do at home or in their office or wherever their safe place is, and they don't have to come face-to-face with a therapist. However, there are people who like to have that little bit of extra hand-holding per se or a little bit more of guidance and security. And so I do have certified and licensed at various places around the world that they can choose to do that with. Now, with that being said, let's just say that you're at home and you're going to do it from home the way that it was originally designed, okay, just to keep it simple. So what happens is you automatically send a paragraph of handwriting to me. So it the content doesn't matter, but what I like to suggest is that people write a pretend letter to somebody that knows them very well. It could be a spouse, it could be a parent, the person does not have to be living, the person is not going to receive this letter. But part of that, the reason I do that is because I want to pull all of the emotion and the raw data, for example, from the person's subconscious. And by doing that and having them write something that can pull emotion up, good, bad, or indifferent, then I'm getting more of a clear and objective picture of their personality other than what, you know, if they were dictated something. It would be coming from something that's within them instead of an external source. So I get that handwriting sample, and I build a full personality profile of that individual going back to age 3 on average throughout the current date. That profile is approximately 7 pages typed about you, for example, if we use you as the client in this moment. And then what happens is I would send that back to you, and there'd be some guidance as how to acclimate yourself to what you're reading, because a lot of times what happens is people see something that comes up and makes them uncomfortable, and then to help prevent them from shutting down and saying, oh, I don't want to deal with that, or that's not me, and going in some sort of denial, it's really easy to guide them into how best to look at and review the report to prevent the ego from getting in the way. And so we give guidance on that. Once you have reviewed that, you then say, okay, Tracy, I don't like these personality traits about me. I don't like feeling resentful. I don't like carrying around anger. I don't want to feel shameful. I don't want to feel the guilt. You know, those types of things. And then I get that list from you, and I develop a personalized alphabet that matches your goals, your personal goals, for who you are, okay? So then we have, for the first 2 months of the program, we have a progress note exchange. In other words, you have every Friday, for example, if that's the day we pick, every Friday you would send me in your handwriting assignment using the approved letters that I have given to you. I will then give you a progress note, and it will say, great job on, you know, whatever it is, and then this week or next week, let's tweak this. And I never use the word, you know, this is work, or, you know, you could do better. Like, it's really about building up the foundation of the individual, because that foundation needs to be strong. Because the program, as easy as people may think it sounds, oh, you can change your writing and change your personality, it's much more difficult than what it sounds. It is definitely a personal investment in time and in energy, because you have to be ready to purge that stuff that's been in the way for so long, and sometimes for decades. And so the first 2 months, it's more of a weekly exchange in the progress notes and the submissions. The second set of 2 months, it's every other week. And then the last 2 months, it's a six-month program, so the last 2 months are every 3 weeks. And what we do is we build, we have a lot more exchange in the first couple of months, because it's a very critical time where the subconscious, there's an exercise I've developed where the subconscious literally will purge when the person's sleeping. That's how it was designed, because the body knows and the mind knows that you're safe in your bed. And so it purges this information, and people have really disturbing dreams. Now, what's great about the way I've designed this is that people don't tend to remember the dreams. So it's not like flashback dreams, because most people do not remember them. And that's the way I needed it to be. And so they'll know they have the dreams because they wake up sweaty, or they wake up going, I know I have some kind of dream, but they can't readily recall it, which is a really good thing. So there are people who do take dream journals, and I always explain to them, do not journal during this program about your dreams, or talk to them and discuss them with anybody external, like your friends or your husband or your kids or anything, because what happens is when we dream and we purge our information based on this exercise, when we write about it, we actually replant that same stuff that we've just cleared. So it's really important to not write about or journal about dreams during the program, because we want to purge it and let it go forever. We don't want to let it go for a little bit and bring all this trauma back. And then at the end of the program, there is a personalized individual alphabet for you specifically that has cleared all this trauma, has purged all the subconscious stuff that's holding you back. You have now become renewed and healed.
That's fascinating. My guest today is Tracy Montoya. She is the founder of Handwriting Formation Therapy. You can find out more about her and the program at writtenescape.com and asktracy.com, and she spells her name T-R-Y-C-E. So just hang on to that idea when you're putting in asktracy.com. Tracy, we just have a couple of moments left, and I, of course, want to round out our conversation by having you share some results of your clients. You've seen this work, so can you share in just a couple of brief moments a story or two of how somebody was feeling or the symptoms they were experiencing when they at the beginning of the program, and then what had changed by the end?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that occurs with the program, other than the, you know, bizarre dreams that go on, and they only go on for a certain amount of period. They're not the full 6 months. But what does happen is a lot of transference happens. And so, for example, let's say that you're sleeping with your husband and you're the one that's doing the therapy, but your husband is feeling pain in his arm, the same arm that you're writing with. That happens frequently, and a lot of times what happens is that person is in such pain that they say, please stop the program, please stop writing, I can't handle my pain. Well, what happens is because of the energetic exchange between you and the husband, if you guys are close, he's going to feel a lot of that because of the energy that you're sharing. And so it doesn't last forever, but it is one of the things that I always tell people, watch for this, because that person will likely try to talk you out of the program. And so it's really about, you know, remaining focused. because of that, I have actually adapted 16 support videos that actually go to the client itself, just when he or she needs it most. And so there's a lot of support even from a distance. That's one of the things that I like to say. Another thing is, I had a lady who was in the Midwest who had gone through, she had been raped in the course of her lifetime 12 times, of which 6 were repetitive by her mother's new husband. And so she's now 45. She can't get along with her daughter. She can't get along with her son. She's been married 9 times. She's just very, just sick of life, just really out there, doesn't know what to do. Well, she had gone through every program that she could find imaginable and just was not happy. And she said, I feel bits and pieces have been helped, but there's still stuff that I'm not okay. So at the reluctance of her, she said, your program is pretty much the only one I've not tried. Well, 6 months went by, and she, to this day, it's been great, and it's been 4 years. And she'll send me an email on the anniversary of her graduation date every year and say, I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much. I don't know what I would do without it. So it's that. And then we also have the juvenile probation clients who went through it. They were high recidivists. They went through it for 6 months. To date, it's been 7, 8 years now. None of them have reoffended. So it is a really, really powerful program.
Tracy, thank you so much for sharing those very cool stories and for spending the time that you did with us today. It sounds awesome. I know I love writing by hand. I know we live in a techno-digital world, but I love writing by hand. And so I know I'm going to be looking at my handwriting and saying, what would Tracy say about that? So thank you for your insight.
It's so funny, Michelle, too, because people journal all the time, but if we're writing really unhealthy letter shapes, that journaling is really not helping us much.
That is a very interesting note to close on. All right. You can find out more about Tracy Montoya and handwriting formation therapy at writtenescape.com and asktracy.com. Tracy, always a pleasure. You are one of the fantastic contributing voices to my new book, Your Life After Trauma, Powerful Practices to Reclaim Your Identity. I thank you so much for being here today and also sharing your insights in the book, because you are really a light that shines in recovery, and that is so important.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It has been my pleasure. I'm very grateful.
Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
All right. We are moving into the final moments of the show, and as you sort of mull over, where's the scrap of paper you've written on lately? What does it look like? What does it say about you? I always think it's so interesting to sort of find out new things about ourselves and then see, well, where does that fit in the puzzle that I was talking about earlier at the beginning of the show? Because learning to heal is so much like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. Or one of my clients at the end of her work, when she was free of symptoms, she sent me this enormous king-size quilt that she had made for me in honor of the work we had done together. And in the letter that she wrote, and we sleep under the quilt every night, it's on the bed. One of the things that she said in the letter was, to her, putting her life back together, figuring out her life after trauma, was like putting together a quilt, taking all the bits and pieces and stitching them into something meaningful and useful. So as you continue to do that, your healing thought of the week, which is an excerpt from my book, Your Life After Trauma, which is out now. You can find it at yourlifeaftertraumabook.com and only there, because right now it's only available through the publisher, but you can get a 20% discount at yourlifeaftertraumabook.com. The actual stores will have it in March. You can get it early. In the book, here's your healing thought of the week. Unlike other losses in life, when you lose your old self, you don't completely lose your old self. While it's impossible to actually be that specific person again, elements of who that was or could have been still exist in you. How do you re-access those pieces? How do you pull them into today? That's my challenge for you to think about. As you go forward in the next week, always remember, you have enormous healing potential. The goal is learning to access it. You can do this. Dig deep. I believe in you.
You can conquer the past and create your future. For more information about Changing Direction Radio and to listen to our free archives and podcasts, visit changeyouchoose.com.